business keeps coming then.
It establishes the momentum.
Wonderful. Jan, what is new with Wayland Voices? I know you spoke early on in the segment a little bit about some of the things you have been going on. What else?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I carry this close to my chest. This is a new seminar I'm doing, and it's a third generation of writing your story. And each time I ask myself, why aren't people writing their stories? And the answer is always, it's too difficult. There's too much. And so I simplified it, then I simplified it again. And so this is so exciting. It's hot off the press. It's a card. So when you come to this seminar, you know, and it'll take about 2 hours, you will get a card. The card is the centerpiece of it that has a curtain. You'll see it. I don't think anybody's seen this before. It's got a curtain, and you're going to divide your life into three acts as if it was a stage play. And then we're going to take a deep dive into the ocean.
Look at that.
Which is kind of goes along with Wayland Voices, and I can't believe I didn't do this before. But
she kind of nudged Kelly a little bit. So, Kelly, yeah. We have you to thank for that, for the theme, right?
And so you can't tell every story in your life. You go on this deep ocean dive, but you'll tell four types of stories. You'll choose four types. So at the end of the seminar, you'll walk out with this all filled out with story titles.
Wow.
And then on the back, there's a place for a bucket list because we all are still living. So even if you are in your 60s or 70s or 80s, you still have things you may want to do. Now, if you get this finished, you can record your story. You can tell your friends about your story. Or people might decide they can write their story. And just this morning on the way over, my brother, I was talking to my brother, and he said, my friend who's from Minnesota is in hospice now. And he said, you know, when we leave the earth, the only thing we have left over is what we draw, what we write. And he said, how can I do this? And I said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to do a family conference call. I'm going to send you guys all the materials, and we'll do this. We'll go through this. So it'll be a great sharing. And I think when I work with people, I ask them to work with vignettes and to recall vignettes. Or vignettes are just small stories. And then once you get enough of them, it sort of ties into the chronology of your life and what's important. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So and so who's a perfect person? That first of all, this card is beautiful. And it makes it feel so easy, right? I'm 53 years old, and I'm thinking, in 2 hours, how are you going to extract, you know, some of the little nuggets of my life? But it sounds like you've laid it out very easy. Mm-hmm. And it isn't necessarily just for aspiring authors. Anybody. So could you speak to who you'd like to invite to this?
Well, I think it would be good for, you know, I've got some groups already lined up. I've got some independent living places. But also it could be used as an icebreaker at a retreat.
So this This isn't just a one-time, hey, on this day, Jan's hosting this. And so this is an ongoing opportunity for groups to come together. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I understand.
And the sharing, you know, when people start to share, I might say, I have no ideas about this, but then you'll share your short story about shoes. And then, I've got one.
Wonderful.
You know, we could all share stories about where we were 17 years ago. You know, any small word or any small window shades, attics, cats, you know, we all have stories about that. So could be for an icebreaker or intergenerational team activity. And again, writing your story. It's a great foundation.
And plan for about 2 hours.
Yeah. It's about 2 hours.
Okay. So
now it could be longer, but need at least
right,
that much.
But now I'm understanding. I was thinking that it was just a one-time thing, but now really those of our listeners who are heads of organizations, nonprofits, businesses, or even just girlfriend or guy networks, this would be a great opportunity to have a chance to have you help be the shepherd for that group. You're itching to say something, Maria.
I'm dying to say, because I love this idea, Jan. But I'm thinking about how this could benefit families.
Well,
who
to your point with your own family,
elderly people mm-hmm. who have all the stories, right? Mm-hmm. And as soon as they're gone, they're gone.
Yes,
if they're not passed on.
Yes.
I've just recently lost two of my brothers, and their stories are gone now. Mm-hmm. And it's just, this is beautiful. I just love what you're doing.
Yeah.
My dad will turn 80 in November, and we are planning an event. I just talked to him this morning and said, okay, how big or small do you want this to be? He's only the two left alive out of a family of 13 siblings. He's the second to youngest. And we've been talking about that. My sister's great about being the historian, and she has an uncanny memory. She can remember everything, the dates, everybody, what you were wearing, what you were saying. I would need to have it written. I would need to have it, you know, tangible. This is fabulous. Were you going to add something too, Kelly?
I was. Jan also does, you know, you can video it, right? And then separate it. This card's in three acts. So she it's chronological of your life, but it also brings up, oh, well, if that happened to me in that, I wonder if that's why, and then ended up like that. It's a wonderful way to remember somebody's life story. To do this workshop, whether it's at a family reunion or at a church group or in a mom's group. I mean, it literally could be done anywhere.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. And we don't remember things chronologically, do we? Mm-hmm. So it seems like you've created the process so that it's very natural and there's other entry points to mm-hmm. and springboards for other things.
And we don't all remember things the same way either, right? Within
no,
a family especially.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Astounded by that sometimes, and I'm talking to my remaining brother, and but now, I don't remember it that way.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm the oldest of a family of eight, and my other brother, his wife, and I think you know this, passed away in February, and Joyce had been sick for a long time, so she wrote her memoirs, and yet when she passed away, the one regret he had was that her grandchildren wouldn't know her. So he said, instead of giving flowers, write a story of Joyce. And she had so many friends, and so they came in, and we had like 90 by June when her memorial was. We had about 90 stories, and so he's going to put them in a book. And what we learned is that a story, if we can think of a story as a moment in time, because some of them were coming in, they weren't really stories, they were chronologies. But a story is a wonderful story, is a moment when you talk to your brother and he said this and it affected you that way. And then you really actually get a composite. So this is really a different, I'd never thought of this type of writing activity.
Yeah. I love it because it really sounds like it's for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a possibility that this workshop will be a springboard for somebody to say, you know, I never really thought about being an author before. And they may want to do that, and hopefully opportunity for you to help shepherd that book.
Yeah.
But that isn't the point of the experience. It would be it's a great wreath on your door to introduce you.
Well, and people don't think that most women especially don't think that they're good enough to write a story I don't have anything to say.
I agree.
And you go through this workshop and Jan's so encouraging, and by the end you're like, oh, even if I just wrote it for my kids, I mean, if I would have had a book for my grandma